In today's workplace, the traditional career ladder has vanished, replaced by what Helen Tupper and Sarah Ellis call squiggly careers, nonlinear journeys marked by frequent changes in industry, function, and employment type. While this new landscape offers exciting opportunities, it also brings uncertainty. At $500 per hour, professional career coaching remains out of reach for most people, creating a significant gap in career development accessibility. This reality inspired the creation of YouCoachU, a revolutionary approach to democratizing career development through self-coaching. Self-coaching isn't just a cost-saving measure, it's becoming essential for career survival in our rapidly evolving professional world. The concept has resonated so deeply that it's reached over 500,000 people globally through the author's Squiggly Careers podcast and gained endorsements from influential figures like Reese Witherspoon. Why? Because learning to ask yourself insightful questions that increase self-awareness and prompt positive action is the key to navigating uncertainty with confidence. Your approach to challenges reflects your mindset. Based on Carol Dweck's research, effective self-coaching requires a growth mindset, believing in improvement, rather than a fixed one. Three mindset magnets pull us toward fixed thinking: feeling out of control, perceived incompetence, and confidence issues. Counter these by reflecting on past growth or adding yet to limiting thoughts. Understanding whether you're naturally a thinker or doer helps identify potential blind spots. The biggest obstacle is often critic creep, the inner voice questioning our adequacy. Research shows only 10 to 15% of people are truly self-aware, both internally, understanding our own thoughts and values, and externally, understanding others' perceptions. Misalignment between these perspectives can hinder career growth. To improve self-awareness, take strategic pause moments for self-reflection and cultivate 3 to 5 feedback friends for honest input. Common obstacles include premature evaluation, distractions, and emotional avoidance. When stuck, use investigator questions to gather facts and explorer questions to generate possibilities. Resilience means acknowledging struggles while finding positive paths forward. Build resilience reserves proactively rather than waiting for challenges. Transform negative thought patterns into opportunities through reframing. Optimism is a learnable skill, not a fixed trait, as Martin Seligman's research demonstrates. Counter the 3 P's of pessimism: personal, pervasive, permanent, by gathering feedback, recognizing successes across life areas, and making incremental daily improvements. Self-doubt, experienced even by figures like Maya Angelou, is universal data rather than personal failure. While 86% of people compare their careers to others, self-belief can be developed through Bandura's 4 sources: mastery, modeling, encouragement, and optimistic responses to challenges. Limiting lenses like black and white thinking and catastrophizing distort our perception, but can be transformed into limitless lenses through perspective shifts. Practice viewing challenges from a fly-on-the-wall perspective to convert negative self-talk into objective observations. Despite busy bragging becoming a workplace status symbol, longer hours rarely increase productivity. When time-stressed, we fall into tunneling, focusing only on immediate tasks while neglecting strategic thinking. With people spending 90,000 plus hours at work and most experiencing burnout, effective time management is crucial. Make conscious time trade-offs using if-then statements to work through the consequences of your choices. Beyond reallocating time through trade-offs, trade-ups enhance time quality. Achieving Seeks and Timmy Holly's flow state, complete absorption in challenging yet enjoyable work, boosts creativity and productivity. Create flow through meaningful goals, challenging work, frequent feedback, and personal pride. Rather than pursuing perfect work-life balance, embrace work-life fit, focusing on current priorities and accepting that doing your best is enough. Despite collaboration increasing by 50% over the last decade, many professionals still prioritize tasks over relationships, As David Bradford of Stanford notes, work is becoming increasingly interdependent. We need others not just for information and resources, but for emotional support, career guidance, and professional growth. Adam Grant's groundbreaking research demonstrates that givers, rather than takers, ultimately succeed in organizations. While takers exploit relationships, givers consistently share insights, expertise, and connections. The most effective givers maintain clear boundaries and are specific about what they can offer without obsessing over reciprocity. Based on evolutionary psychologist Robert Dunbar's research, the 5-15-50 framework helps assess relationship quality across different levels of trust and intimacy. Your 5 career confidants are trusted colleagues who feel more like friends. Your 15 people in your career council provide regular support, spot opportunities, and offer constructive challenge. Your 50 career connections are individuals playing important roles in your career right now. Despite our best efforts, work relationships sometimes deteriorate. Managers have a disproportionate impact on how we feel about work, with around 70% of our engagement depending directly on who we work for. Rebuilding a relationship with your manager often requires having courageous conversations that demand curiosity, clarity, and confidence. Purpose provides a North Star for your career, giving you direction and meaning in your work. Research shows purpose improves overall health, longevity, and effectiveness at work. As Daniel Cable explains in Alive at Work, purposeful work contributes to eudaimonic happiness, the long-term satisfaction from a life well-led. While many successful people claim they had no career plan, deeper investigation reveals they all had a sense of direction guiding their decisions about where to go next and what to avoid. This direction helps them respond to inevitable wrong turns while ensuring they do meaningful work. To increase your work's meaningfulness, focus on 3 connected areas: using your strengths in pursuit of your purpose, your what, finding your purpose fit, your where, and understanding your positive people impact, your who. Helping others creates a helper's high, natural endorphins released when we do good. Self-coaching isn't a one-time activity, but an ongoing skill that evolves with consistent practice. The coach framework provides a structure. Clarity helps identify the real issue. Options encourages brainstorming possible paths. Actions breaks down chosen solutions into manageable steps. Confidence measures commitment, and help identifies specific support needed from others. Remember that career development thrives in a sharing economy. Become a learning radiator who freely shares insights, connections, and opportunities with others. This approach creates a positive feedback loop. The more you help others develop, the more your own career grows. As the authors suggest, speak what you seek until you see what you say. The most successful self-coaches develop a practice of continuous improvement, regularly revisiting their goals and adjusting their approach as they gain new insights. Asking for help is typically where people score lowest in resilience ratings, yet when asked for assistance, most people feel flattered, useful, and trusted. The 10x help approach encourages seeking input from 10 different people on a specific career question, expanding learning beyond what any single advisor could provide. This collaborative approach to self-development ensures you benefit from diverse perspectives while building stronger professional relationships. By combining self-reflection with external input, you create a sustainable approach to career development that works in today's uncertain professional landscape.